The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Backs up, throws, touchdown to Gibbs. The late blitz, the pass to the end zone, Kraft. Touchdown. Wow. The fires. It's intercepted. Nixon with the pick. And down the sideline he goes.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jacobs in there. Touchdown, Green Bay, and they have the lead again. Back and forth. We continue to go. Play fake to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Tim Patrick again. They are going. And then got full snap, but Montgomery is able to pick up the first down. And this should seal it. They'll run the clock down, kick the field goal. What a call. Ball game. And what a game.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just didn't make enough plays early on. And, obviously put the defense in a tough position.
Obviously extremely disappointed for our guys. I thought it was one of those games that we knew exactly how it was going to be. It was going to be a hard-fought, back-and-forth game, and that's what it was.
You know, I think we're right there with them as an explosive offense, so we're not worried about that.
And like I told our team, I mean, we're going to have to earn the right to potentially come back here. And it's not going to be easy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited.
Her bad news for the Packers is that they lost 34-31 to the Lions yesterday. So they're basically a wild card team. I think it's a 99% chance they're a wild card team at this point, Chew. Because in order to win the division, the Lions would have to lose out and the Packers would have to win out. But, I mean, the Packers are going to be a wild card. So we know that. And you have stated before that there is some advantage in knowing that and preparing. Okay, we're going to have to go on the road for three straight if we want to make it to a Super Bowl in the NFC playoffs. But we're already starting to look forward. Because if you're a wild card, you're going to be playing a divisional winner. Now, I don't think the Packers are going to fall all the way to that 7 seed, so we're looking at 5-6. So that means you're either going to play the NFC South champ or the NFC West champ. And that means the Falcons, Buccaneers, Seahawks, I mean, I guess technically everybody's still alive because it's only two games separating first from last in the NFC West. So anybody in the West, or it's going to be the Falcons and Buccaneers. And it's going to have to be on the road. Is there a team you would prefer in any of these situations?
If I was to rank them?
Yeah, let's do it. You love to power rank.
All right, so 4, I would want to go to Arizona.
Wait.
3.
So how are you ranking?
Yeah.
You're ranking them from...
I'm saying the team... The number one team I don't want to play...
Okay, the number one... Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were all the same.
Number one team I don't want to play is Seattle. Because... They're offensively, they're ranked in the top 10. They don't rush the ball, but that is a tough place to play.
Mm-hmm.
Their fans are into it.
Who cares if they don't run the football, Chewy? Right now, the problem's the pass defense if Jair's not in there.
Yes. 2, Tampa Bay.
Okay, I thought he was going to say Atlanta, just to be a Richard.
But you're the Atlanta guy, Chew. Why wouldn't you say Atlanta?
Well, because he's also the Tampa guy.
You got to pick a lane. Got to
no,
pick one.
We've literally never made him choose once. Why are we going to start now?
Because I already put the poll on. I didn't put Tampa on there because he didn't tell me to. So now I'm mad at myself, and I've done the wrong thing. Way to go, Chew.
What did I say was 2?
Tampa Bay.
Atlanta, Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, those
Tampa
are the...
Bay, Tampa Bay's scary because they're schizophrenic. One week, they play really well. I mean, because you look at the tough teams they played, they barely lost. So they're decent. Arizona, there's no history there, whatever. They're people, you know, great, whether they win or lose.
Well, I mean, Atlanta, you boat raced them. Yeah, you're fine.
Atlanta has so many weapons, but I think Raheem Morris is not a head coach.
And Kirk Cousins is not a good quarterback.
in the end, he'll screw it up. So, yeah, that's how I would rank him. How would you rank him?
Yeah, I think I would keep him in that in a similar order. I don't think I want to play anybody in that, other than Arizona. Like, if L.A., because right now the Rams are just a game behind. So if the Rams get hot and win that division, that could be a hot team you don't want to go play. Same thing with San Francisco. Now, I don't think San Francisco is going to do it. I think they're done. Because, I mean, they had to put, you know, they had to put both their top running backs on IR.
Yeah, they're done.
My fear after the Packers had played them was that they were going to get healthy, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
No.
So I think San Francisco is done. But I would not want to play. Playing at Los Angeles is not a big issue because the Rams really don't have fans in L.A. But, again, if they put it together, that's a scary offense if Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are healthy. That's the scary part to them. If they were to rise up and win that division, because that means they were playing well down the stretch, and that would be the proverbial hot team you don't want to play.
Yeah, and McVay's a good coach.
Yep.
You know, I don't think Todd Bowles is a great head coach, and like I said, I don't think Raheem Morse. So
yeah, and Mike McDonald is
big advantage there.
First-time head coach out in Seattle, so we don't know enough about him.
I mean, Arizona, that doesn't scare you at all.
And especially playing at Arizona? No.
No.
There's nothing scary. I don't even know if there's anything scary about playing at Tampa Bay. It's just, again, the Jekyll and Hyde nature of their offense is what would be scary about them. Whereas Seattle, it's just a tough place to play.
Yeah. What about my other question, Gabe? You never answered it. Would you be okay with the Packers resting everyone against the Bears and lose that game in order to get healthy-ish for the playoffs?
Again, I think I answered
it. I mean, I see it
I think
coming.
I answered
I see it.
It
coming.
I think I answered it. In principle, yes. But at the end of the day, I want to beat the crap out of the Bears every single week. LaFleur's never lost to the Bears. I don't want the one win that the Bears have over the Packers to be a white flag game for Matt LaFleur because they're resting everyone. I just want Matt LaFleur to never lose to the Bears. Is that too much to ask for? Matt LaFleur never losing
talk
to the Bears.
Ashy, talk about picking a lane. Gabe, pick a lane.
No, he can do whatever he wants.
You don't have to pick a lane. But
yeah,
wait,
why
so,
should he have to?
So let me get this straight. The rules,
I picked the lane. I ranked all four.
The rules here.
He's got
that,
you there.
Yeah.
He's got you there. I mean, he's got
you.
Which side are you on?
Honestly, I'm
Speaking
not sure.
Of picking a lane.
I haven't decided. I'm letting Will run the board. You're doing your thing. Chewy. So I haven't decided which lane I'm on yet. I think I'm pro-Chewy today.
Wait, hold on. I thought you were joining our team.
I'm on. Yeah, I'm you. You're my guy. Team? What team?
Green Bay's team.
No, well,
are you still?
I think he's in on the Bears after they fired
my guy
because they fired Eberflus.
Yeah, I know, but beating the Packers at home, that's going to make your whole season when they're just going to be dysfunctional again.
It would make their whole season if the Packers lost at Lambeau to end the year against the Bears. That would make the entire Bears season.
Okay, but here's the thing, Chewy. I think it's a great question that you're asking us. I just don't think that there's any logical, feasible opportunity for that to happen. They're not going to have this.
Yes, there is.
They're not going to have their seed locked up. Okay, go ahead. I'll let you.
I'll tell you why. Because Minnesota plays Detroit the last game of the year. Detroit's going to rest all their players. They're not going to play anyone. And Minnesota's going to win that game anyway. And then couple this, Ashton. What if Minnesota beats Green Bay in Minnesota to lock up the seedings where the Bears game means absolutely nothing. It means zero. It means zilch.
I mean, yes.
You're not resting your players? Because of a dumb rivalry?
I don't think it's because of the rivalry. I think it's because unless there are that many players that need to sit and it would actually benefit them, I don't know if they want to not go in with some momentum.
I'm sure Elgton Jenkins would benefit. I'm sure Josh Jacobs would benefit. I'm sure whoever's banged up at the receiver core would benefit. I'm sure the defense, Kenny Clark, would probably benefit from having a week off.
Well, anything else you can figure out to benefit Kenny Clark, I'm all ears. If you've got other ways to benefit Kenny Clark, let me know.
You should try running faster. Give that a shot at the quarterback.
Ryan wants to know, 800-990-3776, can we get an Ashy was wrong button? Not happy the Packers lost,
never
but Ashton
happened.
Was so wrong, LOL.
Hold on. Okay, here's what Ryan is referring to is after Green Bay game night, after the Dolphins game, I said I thought the Packers would lose by two touchdowns. I would like to say The first half of that game, I was looking pretty damn good.
It turns out they play full games, though.
Doesn't matter because I stopped watching. That's not true, but I'm trying to be chewy here.
Well, I mean, he does have a point.
It's kind of like, Gabe, hold on.
It's kind of like how I won this week's pool again for like the seventh time in a row. It's kind of the same thing. If you look at the box score and take away the red zone efficiency,
sure,
you would say yes, they lost by 14.
As long as you don't look at the final score, yes, they lost by 14.
Yeah,
as long as the final score does not factor into what we are talking about, then you can do whatever you want.
Can you pull up Maddie's picks?
Yeah,
pull them up.
Yeah, there were three.
Is there anyone who there were three people that said what?
That the Packers would lose.
Yeah, but what were the score they said?
I said 28-24.
So that's four.
You said 34-27.
That's seven.
And Ben Brust said 27-24.
That's three.
So I won.
No, you.
Jeez, I'm crow.
Your math is that
Ashton.
You lost. Ben guessed.
I nailed
one
of the scores. I nailed one of the scores, 34.
Sure.
And I was off by four in another, but I filled out, I did the math in my head and show you how I came to that. You guys just threw down a score.
Wait. When you predict in these things that Maddie sends out that the final score is going to be 3-2, there's a formula to that?
Yes.
There's a
total
formula.
Gabe, if you turned in just the score to a teacher without showing the work, she's going to think you cheated.
Wait a second. What about when you said it was going to be 70-2? What was your formula for that one, genius?
That's more the feel of the game. That was based upon the feel of the game. If you watched the game, it felt like 70-2. That's all I was doing. I was being demonstrative.
I got to give him credit, though, for backing himself up here on this and just not even backing down at all. Shout out to Chewy here. He's right. Chewy was right. Yeah, that boy.
Yes.
He wins. Wait, I had a hand just like that. Doesn't matter. Chewy wins. Do we think Goody is kicking himself for passing on a number of corners in the draft after last night? We also had a different text. I don't remember who it was from, asking about Goody passing, not getting a pass rusher at the trade deadline. Same thing with corners. I don't blame Goody, by the way, for not getting a pass rusher at the trade deadline. Takes two to tango. And really, the only pass rusher that was truly available was Za'Darius Smith, and we all know that that wasn't going to happen. So finding a pass rusher that was going to make an actual impact on this team was a tall task and one that was likely not to be accomplished at the trade deadline. But corner being a need, and, you know, I think that's after Jair, they felt better, I think, about Stokes. I think they felt better about Carrington Valentine at the beginning of the season, and those moves, those players have not worked out to this point. Stokes not going to be here next year. Valentine will probably still be here, though.
Would Jair have made a difference?
I think so. In a three-point game when their quarterback had 13 straight completions in the fourth quarter, if Jair's out there and makes an incompletion on one of them, like if Jair's in coverage on Amon-Ra St. Brown on the play that got them back into field goal range after they were called for a hold, he's got a better chance of breaking it up. I don't know if he actually does, but he makes a difference. He absolutely makes a difference.
Where are people on Jair, the temperature? Are they sick of him not playing when...
Yeah.
Unless he's 100%. I mean, because Detroit could sit there and go, well, if we had Aiden Hutchinson, it wouldn't have been a three-point game.
Yeah. But, I mean, Aiden's also out for the year, right? And with Jair...
No, he's not out for the year. He is not out for the year, okay? He's not.
Aiden Hutchinson is out for the year, and Jair is not. Jair's not even on IR. And so there's the possibility of him actually being out there, especially when they talk about, oh, hey, but we're going to work him out. We're going to make a decision, and it seems like he's getting closer. But especially when that is just such a glaring weakness right now, Jair being out there, I think, would have made a difference. I don't know if they actually win the game. Maybe it's the exact same score.
Yeah.
But maybe it just looks different. Jair makes a difference.
It wouldn't have been 18 passing first downs.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I think that Jair getting healthy is going to be a huge key for the Packers, as much as some people probably don't want to admit that. I think that's a huge key for the Packers making a run. We have been teasing it all morning. Chewy's got a sack problem. He's going to tell us about it coming up next. But first, I want to tell you about a shopping spree at the Bucks Pro Shop. What could be better than that for your holiday shopping? 1 week from today, Friday, December 13th, Kyle Wallace from Kyle Brust and Nortman is going to be at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum starting at noon. Get there early, answer some Bucks trivia questions, and that shopping spree will be all yours. But make sure you get there on time. The first fan to answer three trivia questions in a row is the winner. December 13th at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum. We'll see you out there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Shout out to Racine Danish Kringle, because the holidays are here and now is the time to order a custom holiday gift box filled with all your Kringle favorites from Racine Danish Kringles. There's no wrapping needed. Try their newest holiday pastry, Eggnog Kringle, created to bring festive cheer to your celebrations, filled with rich, creamy eggnog topped with sweet icing and just a sprinkle of cinnamon. It's perfect for sharing with loved ones. They dropped some off here. I was trying some during the break. Really enjoying it. Just go to Kringle.com to order or call 800-4-DANISH. Super easy to order at Kringle.com, though. Racine Danish Kringles, not just a treat, it is a tradition.
Deep drop, has time. Going deep, has his man caught and taken down to the 10-yard line is Christian Watson. So you figure sooner or later that guy might get free, and it happens right there.
Big game for Christian Watson, not enough for the Packers. 34-31, they fall. We were just talking about Jair Alexander, did not play because he was hurt again yesterday. Jeff in the 920 said he is totally out on Jair, most overrated and overpriced player in the league. And Clint saying, yeah, sick of Jair not playing. Need to draft a cornerback or sign a big free agent if available. Jair should be traded. I don't know if Jair's going to get traded. If he's not on this team yet next year, my guess is he is just going to be straight up cut from the team. But Jair's not out there playing injured. But we've got a guy on our team that's still here. He's playing through. So I want to give credit where credit is due. I mean, he showed up. He knew we were shorthanded. Fridays during football season, it's always tough.
Jen's gone.
She's got to go for College Game Day. First time ESPN's had, you know, the SEC championship game. They're all excited for that down in Atlanta. And it's just me and the big guy on Fridays. And he didn't want to leave me hanging, so he's playing injured. So, Chewy, how did you injure your sack?
Okay. So, once a year, I always get tendonitis somewhere.
Okay.
Knee, elbow, bicep tendonitis. And I usually power through it. So, I've had tendonitis in my elbow for about a month now, and I just deal with it. You just play through the pain. And
so it's just more, is it more of a nuisance? Like, what kind of pain are we talking about here?
It hurts. Kind of an annoying, but it hurts. When you go into the weight room, you kind of work around it, which isn't always the best thing. So I'm in there yesterday, and I'm, you know, a meathead from Massachusetts.
Yep.
Thursdays, I put 315 on the bench and do it for three sets of eight, which I do it, you know, fairly easy. For a guy that's 55, that's not bad. I do it to show off
honestly,
a little bit. Hold on. I'm going to come clean. I do it to show off because all these...
What? You do?
20-year-olds that take their SARMs and all they do is, like, the biceps and triceps and lateral... They don't get on a bench. So I'm like, you know, you want to take your SARMs and look big? Why don't you get on a bench and show me what you do? So I kind of do that to get in their face.
Wait.
SARMs?
What are SARMs?
It's a PED that these rockheads take.
Okay.
You know?
Ooh, rockheads. I like that one.
So I'm in there doing my thing, you know, and I'm on my third set, and I'm like, that didn't feel good. So then it just starts to swell and restricts, in a lot of pain. And I'm like, I didn't want to leave, but I had to. I knew I couldn't lift anymore. So I went on the bike and did this and then went home. So I made the mistake of calling the kids.
Wait, so you called,
so
you called
you
the kids and let them know that, hey, I was repping 315
today. How did this call go?
Yeah.
Like, were you bragging and then to tell them, or were you complaining? How did this call go?
Well, I call them anyways, and I'm like, I blew up my bursa sack again. And all of them, why don't you grow up and start acting 55?
No doubt.
And then I sat there, I sat there and I'm like, you know what? They're probably right. I should just stick with 225 and rep that out. I'm going to be 56 in February. Just do that. And then I thought about it and I'm like, hold on. I can still do it.
Yep.
The reason they're telling me not to is because they're jealous because they can't do 315. So I want to ask you guys, if I can still do 315 and stuff's going to happen, things are going to pop, things are going to pull and things like that. If you can still do it with ease, should I still be doing it or should I just back it down to 225 and live with that for the rest of my life?
I mean, it doesn't really sound like you can do it though.
No, he can do it.
Well,
you think our guy didn't finish his rep after he blew out his bursa sack yesterday?
I know that, but I don't want his sack getting injured anymore.
Ashton, tires blow out on brand new cars.
I'm the tire guy. I know that. But, I mean, you're not a brand new car.
I'm a classic.
Well,
I'm a restored.
He's a muscle car.
Restored muscle car with brand new, well, not brand new tires.
Yeah, what car do you think? You think you're like a 67 Shelby GT? What are we talking here?
Yeah. Yes.
At 55
years
old.
That's been restored.
How many?
That's been restored.
I'll say this. Chewy's in the top 1% of 55-year-olds in terms of how in shape they are and how athletic they are.
And as we learned, he's got a paint job, too, from his hair.
That was uncalled for. At least
you
I have
said
hair.
It good pop.
You said it yesterday.
Gabe, at least I have hair.
Hey,
right back at you.
Yeah, you can go right back at him.
I've been losing my hair for 7 years.
You have to admit it was a pretty good pop.
But if I can still do it. Right? If I can still do it, then why wouldn't I do it?
I will tell you this right now, Chewy. I have never lifted 315 pounds. I've never bench pressed 315 pounds. I will never bench press 315 pounds.
And my kids are so dumb.
If I could,
you know
I would.
Why they're dumb? You know why they're dumb, Gabe? You know why they're dumb?
Well, because they're
everyone
your kids?
In this room is now dumber.
They're dumb.
For having
you know why?
To it.
Because Christmas is like 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
And me and Ange are proactive right in the middle of it. Like my kid the other day, champagne taste with beer money. Jeez, I'm crow. Wants me to get him a pair of jeans, right? Now, how much do you pay for a pair of jeans?
$60. A good pair? A good pair that lasts? Yeah, $60.
Yes. Me, $50, Gabe, right?
Okay, yep.
He sends me a link for $230 jeans.
Excuse me?
What are they
champagne
made of?
Champagne taste with beer money, right?
Excuse me?
Do you think I bought him?
No.
After his lippiness, do you think I bought him?
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
No, I bought him a pair that I wear, which are fine. Buffalo jeans. You guys heard of Buffalo jeans,
I thought
jeans,
you were
right?
anti-jeans.
Well, I am. I got a new uni for tonight. I'm going to look outstanding.
What about your sack, though? Is it going to be okay in this?
No, I got to wear. That's the thing. Do I go without the brace? Because I'll look like a dork. But I could re-injure it more.
Yeah, you got to wear the brace. Here's the thing.
I can't wait for this picture.
I don't think you need to back down the 315, although Clint texts in saying, hey, back down to 250, 260, just do more reps. Look, man, I'm with you. Like, if you can do 315, go ahead. Go ahead and show off in the gym at 55, 56 years old. I don't have a problem with it because also, like, if it became a real issue for you, I know you would back off of it. That being said, you have to wear the brace tonight. Like, you got to get the elbow better. This is one of the things you got to accept. You just have to accept. At 55 years old, Chew, at 55, you got to wear the brace.
Hold on.
Look a little dorky tonight just so
let me tell you what I'm doing, though.
So you can get back to your meathead activities sooner.
Let me tell you what I'm doing because I've already told Ashy.
Okay. What are you bowling?
Going to see Depeche Mode.
What's that?
You don't know Depeche Mode?
Ashy, when you bump it back,
we'll
play him some Depeche Mode.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a terrible,
I got a brand new outfit. I got brand new Cole Haan sneakers with the joggers and a pullover. I think I got to suck it up.
No, I think you got to wear the brace, man.
It's going to detract from the outfit, though.
Yeah, dude. I don't care. Like, this is, you love, there are two things that you do. Well, there are three things you do every day. You do the show. You work out and you go to the grocery store. Those are the three things you do every single day. There is one thing on that list I know you cannot go without. And
what?
It is working out. Going to the gym. You need to do that.
And you're right.
In order to get back into the gym faster, doing the things you want to do, you just got to suck it up and wear the brace.
Okay. You know what I'm really concerned about?
What's that? I mean, you already blew out your sack. I don't know what else is more concerning than that.
How am I going to put product in my hair? Can you do it with one hand?
Ooh.
Are you above asking me your wife, Ange?
I literally cannot move my arm. My arm will not make it to my face.
Well, give it a shot. Let me see.
I can't.
You can't. It's too swollen.
That's as close as I can get. So that's a concern.
I can't believe I got him to do it. what about asking? Like, do you ask Ange? She can help
to
you.
To put product in my hair?
Yeah. Isn't that what marriage is all about?
I don't think she'll do that.
Wear a hat.
Yeah, see, but it's going to detract from the outfit.
Right. Well, I mean, but the brace is already going to be detracting from the outfit, so.
You're going to send us a picture, right?
I'm not sure I'm wearing, I don't think I'm wearing the brace, Gabe.
Ah, he's afraid. He's afraid. You're afraid.
No, I think sometimes you just got to suck it up and play the game, you know?
What game are you playing?
How long is this concert supposed to be? Anywhere. There it is. Yeah, you can.
I have no idea.
You're in Florida. You can get anything.
Yeah, you're right. Ashton, you'd go see Depeche Mode, wouldn't you?
With you, I would, yeah. With anybody else, okay. No, I wouldn't.
All right, you need to bump back their best song. And I guarantee, I guarantee Gabe knows the song.
Okay.
Gabe, do you think you'll know the song?
Well, if you think I'll know it, I'll trust your judgment.
I guarantee
here.
You'll know the song.
All right, I'll trust Chewy's judgment. We do have to get to Week in Rechew, see what Chewy remembers from this week, doesn't remember from this week, coming up next. But I do want to tell you, you want to make sure you're loading up before the weekend with some delicious Palermo's pizza. Make sure you put it in your freezer just like I do. Because, look, you're going to be kicking maggots. College football championship weekend, all those championship games going on Saturday, you're going to want something that tastes great, and nothing goes better with football than pizza and with Palermo's. They've got Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, all these different brands under one roof because they've been doing it for 60 years. So when it comes to premium frozen pizza, you should not trust anyone other than Palermo's. It's the only thing that goes in my freezer in terms of frozen pizza. Palermo's flavors is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
That's the best song you picked?
Okay. So I don't know this song.
No, there's so many. Ashton, he did it on purpose. God, you're such an idiot.
So I feel like I've heard voices before, so I'm sure there is a song in their catalog that I would recognize.
Ashton, you know what?
Chew, what song did you want?
Depeche Mode best songs. How do you spell Depeche?
All right, well, you know, hey, we can figure that out. But, you know, it's time to play a little Week in Rechew.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechew.
Before we do this, I do want to get this text in from Carrie in Mayville. Hey, dudes. It's Carrie. Has Vanity Arrogance made the list, Jess? List yet. Go live your dream, Chew. Vanity Arrogance is going to make the list.
Should it be Weight Room Arrogance, though? Would that be better?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. But yeah.
We'll put them both down.
We'll put them both in there. Okay. Appreciate the... that. All right, we've got five questions of things that Chewy has said throughout the course of the week. We quiz him to see if he remembers saying them, remembers what he was talking about. We have five questions here. There is a bonus question that Joshy put together, but I don't think we're going to need it. Chewy has never gotten all five wrong. He's never gotten all five right. If he gets three right, he wins. Question number one begins with the audio clip.
I didn't become weird when I started doing radio. I was always weird.
What do you do in your playing days that would make other people think that you are weird?
I take a bath before the game in a bucket of trash. Or a trash bucket.
That's such a good quote by you, by the way.
Ashton, do you think that's weird?
Yeah. But I also know it's normal for athletes.
Well, no, not that.
Not normal.
Not filling, filling the garbage tub with ice water and doing the ice bath that way, like back in the day, makes sense. Filling it with hot water from the shower and then soaking while you're taking the shower, that's not normal. I am willing to venture that Chewy is the only person in NFL history that has ever done it.
I wish we could call somebody and ask them, Chewy.
Well, all right, Gabe, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's weirder, doing that or wearing pantyhose underneath your uniform?
Oh.
What you did?
No, I didn't, but...
No, I'm saying what you did. I'm saying the garbage can in the shower while showering is weirder. Because how many guys
Ashton.
How many guys wore the pantyhose to stay warm on your team? I guarantee there's more than one.
Koontz, get out of here, Koontz, was the only one.
Okay. Nobody jumped into the trend he was trying to set?
Oh, that was weird. Very weird.
I think
that's a visual that
athletes
that
are weird.
I blame homegrown. Yeah. Yeah, they're weird.
What were you complimented about when you said this?
You'll remember this episode. It's more I haven't got action in about 2 weeks, so my mind is much clearer. I remember saying it, but I don't know what we were talking about. Why are you laughing?
Jason complimented you yesterday.
On what?
Because you were asking really good questions recently. And you said the reason why you're asking very good questions was because of... what you said in the clip.
which is a Seinfeld episode.
It's a great right? Seinfeld. Not and just a Seinfeld, a true. Great one. Just an absolute great one. All right. Off to a 1-1 start. Not going to get all five right this week. Can still go for the win. Pivotal question number 3 begins with the audio clip.
I need to be stimulated 24/7. Oh, I do remember that.
What did you claim came from a need to be stimulated?
Oh, rules in sports.
The MLB golden at-bat rule, yep.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Am I right?
You're not wrong. Great. Okay. It's a fantastic noise. I didn't see it coming. He just gobbled like a turkey. Question number 4 begins with the audio clip. Hey.
I didn't come to work to get yelled at today.
Any
damn
day.
It.
What were you getting yelled at for?
By you guys or by my wife?
It's a great follow-up. By us. You acclaimed you were being yelled at by us for what?
I have no idea.
I
remember saying that, but I don't remember why.
Being in the corner of the camera on the YouTube stream, the webcam placements.
See, now Ashton's doing a horrible drive driving the bus today, right? Because I've already had to move my screen all around. And Josh, he says, do not do that anymore because I'll do it for you.
No.
Obviously,
okay,
Ashton
hey,
doesn't
listen,
subscribe
no,
to
no.
that school of producing.
First of all, I taught everyone everything they know. Second of all, Chewy, you were all the way in the corner again.
Producer arrogance.
Yeah, we put it on the list for sure.
1,000%.
Yeah,
on
you're good
screen,
now.
On my screen, I am right in the middle.
Here, I'm going to show
I'm
everybody.
Balanced within
why don't you
my
look?
Screen.
This is what we get. Look, everyone look. Everyone look on the screen. This is what we see. Do you see all that now?
Yeah, it actually looks like I'm in a locker room.
It does look like you're in a locker room.
You won't stop with this locker room garbage.
What? Why?
Because everyone loves the locker room backdrop as opposed to the island backdrop.
I like the island backdrop better. Can you? I mean,
it's too fake.
I will give you credit for this and this alone. The locker room thing does look real.
It does.
It looks real.
It has like a 3D look to it, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. You or Angie, whoever picked it out, did an excellent job.
I did it myself.
Okay, great.
Attaboy.
Credit.
Yeah.
Okay. Pivotal question number 5. Does Chewy win this week? Does Chewy lose this week on Week in Rechew? Question number 5 begins with the audio clip.
They are clowns to the nth degree.
Who did you say were clowns?
What day of the week?
This
they
would have been
to the
Wednesday.
Oh, the WIAA.
Hey!
Yes. Yeah, all I needed to hear were clowns.
The bonus point, if needed, it wasn't, but Joshy just wanted to, you know, quiz you anyway, I guess. You would get a bonus point if needed to win. Name one school who was left out of the high school football playoff.
Greenfield. I used to coach there.
Just dominated.
And then Madison West was the other one. Yeah.
Oh, he got both of them.
Suck it, Josh.
How about, hold on. We got a little time here, right?
Yeah.
How in the world did Joshy not watch last night's game to go to a concert? How on God's green earth does that happen? The biggest toad ever. He must have gotten trouble so bad with Mussolini.
But I don't know if she went. He went with Scalzo and Brust.
I, to my knowledge, and I'm purely just speaking out of my ass here, it was just the three of them. Greg's taking the day off today. Josh took the day off today. And Benjamin is coming into work as late as possible.
Both question for both of you.
Yes.
Last night, well, Ashton probably doesn't care, but he can answer it anyways. Last night was probably the biggest game of the entire season.
Correct.
I agree.
Correct.
So far.
Yep.
Is there a band you would blow off the Packer game to go see?
Yeah, a million. There's a thousand bands.
If two of the four Beatles came back to life and they were playing, I would.
You wouldn't? That's the only one?
Beatles are awful.
Yeah, you're awful.
No, they're good because they played in the 60s and no other bands
were around. Influenced music as we know today, yes.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Not like Lenny Kravitz.
He's not... Yeah, honestly, though.
Not Skittles.
God, unbelievable. Here I am. I'm ready to back him up and do it, and then he just talks more, and I can't.
Lenny Kravitz.
Well, next time, play the most popular Depeche Mode song.
Here, say what it is.
Gabe knows it.
Say what it is.
Enjoy the silent, never let me
You did what
down
we did,
again.
And we Googled.
Personal Jesus is a good song. I'm you know,
all right,
I'm Team Jesus.
No, I was about to say, you don't know what that song sounds like. You're just Team Jesus. Saw the word.
We'll play that coming back.
Okay, thank you.
You're
such a man. Baby.
Well, Chewy wins the week in Rechew. We'll see what we put on the poll. We'll get to some of your texts as well. But yes, we need to rip Joshy on Monday. I was so mad when I found out yesterday, when I was on KBN, that I found out that Josh was not going to be watching the Packer game. He is going to be ripped, certainly, on Monday. But you can tune into Thanalysis Show each and every week. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Adetokounmpo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanalysis Show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanalysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. Thanalysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. Don't let the chilly weather end your golf season. X Golf and American Family Field is open all year round. They've got innovative and accurate golf simulators, all overlooking left field at AmFam Field. Enjoy daily lunch specials or have an outing with your friends and take in X Golf's full bar and food menus. X Golf AmFam Field is even offering golf lessons by a PGA pro. Everyone is welcome at X Golf AmFam. Book your sim today, xgolfamfamfield.com. I'll see you out there.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky?
Yeah. everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so excited. Good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I say happy wife, happy life, and that usually means a visit to my guy Ding Ding, the dancing machine at the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when it comes for my five boys to take that next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading into the Jewelry Center for their engagement ring. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center, had a great experience with the Jewelry Center specialist to pick out the perfect ring. Stop into one of their three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com. Yay or nay, Gabe?
I've heard this song before, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good concert.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go that far, but sure.
I think you'll have a good time.
I mean, yes.
I just think you'll have a good time.
I think you'll have a good time. I agree with that. Yeah, you'll have fun.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt you will, but that's okay.
Now, what are you talking about? I sent you the heavy rocker one a couple Sundays ago with a guy in the spandex wearing no shirt.
That's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hook you guys up.
All right. We've got a couple of questions here on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll at Jen, Gabe, Chewy on Twitter. Which team would you rather see the Packers play in the wild card round? Seahawks, Cardinals, Falcons. Of course, these games would be on the road. Falcons running away with it, 54.7%. And of those three teams, yeah.
That offense doesn't scare you, though, if they just figure it out for...
I don't think they're going
to... offense should be better than what they are.
Sure, but I don't think they're figuring it out. Kirk Cousins is playing worse, and the one place that Kirk Cousins is guaranteed to play poorly? The playoffs.
Okay, fair enough.
If their playoff spot was already locked up and it meant rest for some of their players, would you be okay with the Packers losing to the Bears in Week 18? Yes, 31.2%. Absolutely not, 68.8%. People just don't want to lose to the Bears. People just do not want to lose to the Bears, Chew.
Yeah, but even if they can get like a bye week for some of their players, I disagree. It's all about the
again,
playoffs.
Again, in principle, I understand. And I understand you are coming at this from a player's perspective, Chew. I get that. But as a fan, I just want to keep burying the Bears lower and lower and lower.
Okay, fair enough.
That's again, because I understand exactly what you're saying, and it makes sense in principle, but that's just not something that I'm going to necessarily get on board with. But I think I feel better. I came in today not necessarily feeling as good as I thought I was going to after the tight game of 34-31, but after talking with Jason and you and Craig, I think I feel better. I feel better about this team, and again, I'm still not happy about having to go on the road every week during the postseason because they're going to be a wild card team, but I feel...
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Gabe. When they do play him again, or if they do play him again, will they be loosey-goosey?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because LaFleur was a little tight, and I don't know if that had anything to do with his play calling, and we saw it with the interaction, the fan, and the, you know, that's kind of uncharacteristic of him, but he was fired up. Did that detract a little bit? Did the team? I don't know. It's hard to say. But you said early in the week, he was showing signs of frustration.
Well, that was Jason. You know, Jason had said that, you know, they were kind of talking about just the way his body language, his demeanor during some press conferences. They were wondering, you know, to each other, hey, this is a pretty big game. Do we think it's getting to him? And the fact that he got into it a little bit with a fan on the field, and granted, the fan was the one 100% wrong and making a throat-slashing gesture towards some of the players as he was about to hold the American flag, of all things. that's just such a wild sentence and situation that can only happen in NFL football. But I digress. But that also, you know, tells me, Chewy, it's almost a little rabbit ears. You know, like you're just a little overstimulated and everything around you is kind of getting to you a little bit. And that's the first time in a long time I think we've seen LaFleur like that. And hopefully he's not like that if they play again. Hopefully he learns lessons from the way that they started the game. I'm not sure. That's the one thing that I still have some questions about. Okay, if they play them again, is Matt LaFleur going to be more prepared? Because once they got into the flow of it, especially in the second half, it's hard to be upset with anything that the offense or Matt LaFleur did. It was just kind of early in the game trying to find their way and settling in. That took too long because they could have taken advantage. As great as the Lions played in the second, you know, in the second, third, and then that last drive in the fourth quarter, they were exchanging punts a couple of times early in that game. They had an opportunity to not make that a 10-point deficit, and they couldn't take advantage of the stops they actually got in the game.
They have to fix third and fourth down on defense, and they have to fix third down on offense. Seems like the red zone is better. They're better there, but they kind of detract another. So
that's
they
a little,
can put it all together.
A little whack-a-mole. Solve one thing, another thing pops up.
Yeah,
exactly. Wildy and Tausch, they're coming your way next. 94.5 ESPN.